All right, I'd like to call the Human Resources Committee to order. The secretary will take the roll silently. Senators will be excused until they arrive. Senator Mathis, would you like to go to caucus? All right, thank you very much. We will be at ease until we return. Republicans, caucus, and staff office. All right, we'll go ahead and call the Human Resources meeting back to order. The minutes from our last meeting have been distributed electronically. Are there any changes to the minutes as distributed? Seeing none, they shall be approved as distributed. The order of the bills to be taken up today will be House File 301, House File 390, House File 488, and House File 431. We will start out, Senator Green, do you have a subcommittee report for House File 301?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The subcommittee consisting of Senator Lofgren, Senator Mathis, and myself, we all signed off and recommend passage on House File 301.
Thank you, Senator Green. You're in order for opening comments.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This bill provides child care workforce grants on a dollar-for-dollar matching basis from communities within the Early Childhood Iowa program. This bill creates a program, but no dollars are appropriated in the bill. The governor has announced that she is willing to provide $7 million of COVID child care relief funds. Communities can use the wages program, teach program, or other workforce initiatives.
Does that conclude your opening remarks?
That concludes my opening remarks.
All right. Is there any discussion on House File 301? Seeing none, you're in order for closing remarks.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just say we move the bill.
All right. Senator Green moves House File 301. How would you like to vote? Short form, voice. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Shall pass unanimously on voice vote and move to the calendar. House File 390, Senator Johnson, you're in order for subcommittee report.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Your subcommittee consisting of Senators Green, Bolcom, and myself recommend passage.
You're in order for opening comments.
Okay, so this bill is related to giving notice requirements prior to discontinuing fluoridation in a public water supply system, and the idea is that citizens should know if their water no longer includes fluoridation. Those are my opening comments.
All right, is there any discussion on House File 390? Senator Mathis, you're in order.
Is there an amendment?
An amendment, and we're going to deal with that on the floor. That the amendment will essentially take away any possibility of a misdemeanor being charged to a public official that didn't give proper notice on time. It was not intended that way in the bill to begin with. So the amendment is done. We just want to make sure that it is right for everybody, but that's what it will do, is just so nobody gets charged with a misdemeanor. So I'm moving the bill unamended as it is, but it's coming to the floor.
You're in order, Senator Mathis.
That was my question, whether you're going to add it now or you're going to put it on the floor.
Floor.
All right. Any other discussion on this bill?
I move the bill.
Yep. Senator Johnson moves House File 390. How would you like to vote, Senator Mathis? Short form has been called. All in favor say aye. Opposed, same sign. House File 390 shall pass on voice vote and be moved to the calendar. Senator Carlin, do you have a subcommittee report for House File 488?
Our subcommittee of Reagan, Garrett, and Carlin voted for passage.
You're in order for opening comments, Senator Carlin.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senate File 488 came about under some kind of unusual circumstances. The state auditor, Rob Sand, had requested some personal and confidential health records for the purpose, his stated purpose, of auditing the state's COVID-19 testing service, Test Iowa. Some people viewed that as questionable. His request included the Social Security numbers, names, addresses, and details of citizen health records that included sexually transmitted disease and blood test results. And you know, honestly, what's the legitimacy of an auditor needing that information? So part of that would have, part of it as it is now, would enable somebody who works with the Iowa Disease Surveillance System to be able to access and see confidential patient information. So the purpose of this bill is to not allow that unless the person has, the state employee has specific HIPAA training on confidentiality. That concludes my opening remarks.
Thank you, Senator Carlin. Is there any discussion on House File 488? Senator Mathis, you're in order.
I believe that there is some problem with the accuracy of the information that was perhaps given to Senator Carlin in regard to what was asked for. I believe it was aggregate information. It was not Social Security numbers or things that would lead to information about sexually transmitted diseases. That is not true. That's not the information that he asked for, and it was aggregate information.
Thank you, Senator Mathis. Is there any other discussion on House File 488? Seeing none, you're in order for closing remarks, Senator Carlin.
Well, when we asked the lobby for the Iowa Department of Health that very question, did he ask for this information? The answer in the subcommittee was yes. So that's the only information I have to go on. I think it's a good idea. I don't think people's private personal health information should be subject to that kind of monitoring from government bureaucrats who might not have the right motives in mind. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Senator Carlin. How would you like to vote, Senator Mathis? Voice vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. House File 488 shall move to the calendar under voice vote. House File 431 with Senator Costello. Do you have a subcommittee report?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Your subcommittee of Costello, Sweeney, and Mathis all approve the bill and recommend its passage.
You are in order for opening comments, Senator.
This bill allows healthcare professionals to utilize interactive audio-only communication, that's the phone, with their patients as long as it is clinically appropriate and the patient has first been offered the opportunity to receive their healthcare service in person or through video telehealth. Sometimes the telehealth doesn't work, the video doesn't work, somebody doesn't have good broadband, and so we've found that this is an acceptable alternative during this pandemic for delivering that healthcare. It may not be quite as good as in person or telehealth, but it is a viable option, and we're going to allow that now. That's my opening remarks.
Thank you, Senator Costello. Is there any discussion on House File 431? Seeing none, you're in order for closing comments.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I simply move the bill.
Senator Costello moves the bill. We will do short form voice vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. House File 431 shall move to the calendar. Is there any other business to come before us today? Seeing none, I think Senator Mathis moves we adjourn.
Second.